Welcome to the stand-up. This week we have with us some legendary guests. We have a trash dev, we have Teej DV, and first time on the podcast, Bash Bunny. Long time friend though. Anyways, sorry. This is going to be a unique week because it is going to be a little bit faster paced. We're going to cover a couple more stories than normal. And that's because this week has just been super strange, and I'm not really sure how to describe it other than probably this image right here. Maybe this is the best way to describe what has been going on. For those that can't see, this is Gary Tan, president and CEO of Y Combinator, in a full bodysuit lobster outfit. let's just say that people have open claw fever right now. Second off, there's another really great tweet that I thought would be kind of fun to show, which is that like 40-some thousand accounts are currently just completely wide open with open claw, where that means that anyone can just log on and have admin privileges to your entire life. And there's just thousands upon thousands of these available on the internet. And just one more, the head of AI alignment and safety at Meta accidentally had her inbox deleted. And then after having her inbox deleted by open claw, decided, I'm going to tweet this, and went on the internet and told everybody, you wouldn't be able to get that out of me no matter what. I would be hiding that information forever.
Cold dead hands.
Yeah. I got a quick clarification on that, Prime. Yeah. There is 0% chance you wouldn't leak that happened.
Well, yeah, but it'd be by accident, not on purpose. Okay, there's a huge difference between the two.
We would find out.
All right. So I guess the real question is, we're gonna probably have a much different experience in the Y Combinator podcast of everyone dressed up as a lobster. Has anyone here tried out one of these AI personal assistants?
No.
No, because I'm terrified of myself.
No, not yet. I mean, I run a lot of accept all dangerously permissions on my computer, but I'm at the screen for when that happens. Like this virtual cam I'm on right now, because I'm calling in from Linux today, OBS didn't have it, and I just said install all the packages you need to make that work, and then it did. I don't know if it installed anything else,
but you did.
But,
know.
But I have working virtual cam in one try, so that was cool.
That is actually huge.
Yeah.
On Linux?
On Linux. On Linux. That's first huge. Try. Arch, even.
Hey, is that HTTP? Get that out of here. That's not how we order coffee. We order coffee via SSH, terminal.shop. Yeah, you want a real experience? You want real coffee? You want awesome subscriptions so you never have to remember again? Oh, you want exclusive blends with exclusive coffee and exclusive content? Then check out Cron. You don't know what SSH is? Well, maybe the coffee's not for you.
Terminal coffee in hand, living the dream.
I hear videos getting easier these days. Not that I'm actually going to do anything with it, but I hear it's still easier than audio. That's like the general consensus. Okay, but real question, are any of you in the next little bit going to be trying out these autonomous bots?
I think I will be. I was talking to some people, and they were like giving me like a little demo, and I was like, man, that's pretty cool. So if I could just like build stuff while I'm just like chilling eating pancakes somewhere, I'm going to try it. So actually this past weekend, I started embracing vibe coding more. So I started vibe coding a lot of like iOS apps. So I'm going to start using like these agents so I can just start prompting from wherever I am.
Different though than the assistant thing. Like I've been doing a lot of remote like cloud stuff. I've done like 2 billion tokens in the last but that's different than the assistant stuff. The assistant stuff is like I want to hook it up to my email so it can like book a reservation for me and my wife and then remind me that it's Valentine's Day today or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So my primary use case for that is I currently get spam calls from like all these financial like debt loans or whatever. So I'm trying to see if I can use like OpenClaw or whatever to just like somehow block all those or just like get them all for me. It's like insane.
Question, why do you get those spam calls, Trash? Is there anything that you wish to tell us?
Well, I'll be honest. I thought it was real at first, and I started freaking out. But after about 500 calls from the same woman, I assume they're fake at this point. So I just need to get them out of my inbox, dude. Seriously, ten times a day, I got to delete my voicemails all the time. I don't know how to stop it.
You have your voicemail.
You're not blocking the number.
You block it, but they just call from a different number.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought you were saying, though, you were getting a call from the same lady. Is it like it was the same number every time?
No, that's how I knew they were fake. I was like, there's no way this woman keep calling me this many times. It's impossible.
I didn't know this many people wanted to talk to me.
Trash, maybe you leaked the shirtless pic. I don't know.
I don't know. Possibly.
Yeah.
All right. So Trash, you're actually going to give it a try, and your current try is to do something that other software already does. Are you going to try to do a little bit of personal assistance on it? Like, have you done any research?
That's my personal assistance. It's to make my life better. Dude, the software on the Apple phone, it just silences the call, but it doesn't like go through your inbox and like automatically clean it up.
Oh. Can you make it go into your... Dude, that seems crazy. I do not need it going through and deleting.
Can open call do whatever it wants?
That's true. It's a computer. Everything's open to it, I guess. I don't know.
Can you do this stuff in Apple Intelligence?
If you have a skill for it, I think it is open. But TJ,
yeah,
obviously you can go through inboxes and delete stuff.
Great point.
Like, I mean, it just
well,
right
that's
here.
Your email. I don't know if it could do like your local voicemail on your phone or something. But I should just assume that yes, it can do absolutely everything. Poorly,
to be fair, I haven't set up voicemail in over 10 years, so I don't know how it works these days. I don't know if it's changed. Because before it used to be like with your provider would do your voicemails. Now it could be like local and people could get transcripts and things are a lot different than they used to be.
What do you mean set it up, dude? It's just like you get a phone and you can leave a voicemail on someone's phone.
Call me right now.
I can't.
Dead seriously, call me right now.
Okay. Not
what, does Android not come with voicemail?
Don't show the screen when it rings.
Yeah. Okay, calling right now.
That'd be like the worst fumble of all time.
I'm calling right now.
It does say your number, so.
Yeah, that's
I was
fine.
Like, there's no way. He probably doesn't
that's
even
fine.
Have it saved.
People are so respectful
online. Hit ignore, so it goes to voicemail.
No. We're going to play it out. I want to make sure that people. All right, TJ.
That was the worst.
Put it up to. Hey, TJ, put your
phone
up to
the phone.
Microphone. All right, I'm gonna ignore you.
It's there.
Stop! Don't show your phone screen.
They definitely enhanced.
The person you were trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
What?
How do people reach you?
I like that energy.
What if there's an emergency?
Then
what?
I will either answer my phone or I won't. Bitch, text me. I don't need you leaving me voicemails. What
but
is this?
It feels like that's something that you have to actively go do. I just got a phone and it has voicemail.
No, you have to
set it up. Yeah.
You have to set it
it's
up.
It's been so
service.
Long that I don't even know.
I've switched services. I'm not setting that up.
Yeah, don't. I don't
this guy's an emergency contact
up,
for
though.
Somebody. Can
I,
you believe,
I believe it?
It.
OpenClaw could set it up for you.
OpenClaw could set this up. I ain't setting it up. I'm never setting it up.
Okay, well, mine works. Maybe I did something, I guess, a while ago. I don't know.
Yeah. You actually set it up, and then you forgot about it, and you're just like,
It doesn't have my voice message. It just says a Google Fi user has not been able to get to the phone. Here you go. That's what it says.
Okay, that might be a Google thing. Google might actually automatically have it set up for you.
The original OpenClaw.
Mm-hmm.
The
nice.
Original. The original.
What are
these iOS apps
yes,
that you're
can.
Vibing? Since
oh,
we're
that?
Here, what are these iOS apps that you're vibing?
It's a secret because I'm a big LUT. No, I'm just kidding. One specifically for me and my wife. So there's like this. We get these arguments where I'm like, man, you just left food in the sink again. She's like, oh, I left food in the sink again. When's the last time I did that? And I was like,
no.
And I'm like, I don't know. She's like, that's right. You can't tell me. And I'm like, bitch, I'm making an app to log this shit.
This is literally episode 3, season 1 of Black Mirror, where the entire history of you. You're like trying to like rewind and be like, oh yeah, you did do this last week.
I'm literally like, I'm so close to like $100 in, and it's almost done. I swear.
Trash. Pro tip. Can I give you a pro tip? Just a quick pro tip. It's actually
trash automated divorce.
No, it's actually not about vibe coding. The pro tip would just be you say, you're so right, honey. My bad. I'll clean that up.
this is the other aspect of it is like, I don't want to cause an argument. So I'm using like AI to tell me how to frame it better. So I don't sound like a douche.
Here, pro tip. Can I also hop in on a pro
that'll
tip?
That'll work.
Yeah, are you
yeah,
ready
yeah.
for this one?
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah,
see
yeah.
some dirty dishes in the sink and you just clean them up.
Dang. I do, but I'm still
you
mad
like this,
about
yo,
it.
Yo, kids, you
I'm
leave your dishes
mad.
In here, and if they say yes, you go, you clean those up, and you learn yourself some responsibility. And if it's not your kids, you go, I'll clean these up, not a big deal.
I thought you were going to say if it's not your kids, you say, hey, kids, you want to earn your room and board?
Yeah, for real.
You can also do that.
Yeah, but no, but that's my app idea that I'm currently building right now. So then I can... I originally called it receipts, so I could be like, here's the receipts to like.
Receipts
is so funny.
But the AI was like, that's a little too aggressive for a title.
Trash, quick question. Receipts. Does she know that you're building this?
No. She tried to, she like walked up one time and I closed my laptop. I was like, I'm just going to hit you with like photo evidence and she's probably either going to divorce me or she's going to use it against me. So I'm going to let her use it too. And we're just going to like battle test on each other.
The problem is it's going to, you're going to find out afterwards. You're the one that's always doing it 10 times as often.
I think my wife's listening. Are you outside the door listening?
Trash.
My wife is literally listening to the conversation. My wife is literally listening outside the door right now.
Trash, bring
Can
her
you
in.
Go away?
Bring her on the pod. Bring her on the pod. Trash, come
no.
on.
Don't do it, Trash.
Come on.
I'm not exposing my wife to the internet.
Good
go
job.
Away. I heard you're like eating a bowl of cereal outside the door. Ridiculous. That I'm putting that on the app. Another instance.
That's going in. Receipt
it's going
one.
On the app.
Receipt number one.
Your days right, are numbered,
Trash,
woman.
You should have like the subtitle of your app receipts be speedrunning divorce any percent.
Yeah, for real.
But yeah. That's what I'm doing with my
nice.
Life.
Okay.
I love that. Bash, do you have anything going on?
Hey Bash, what are you doing?
I have not been vibe coding. Actually, I guess I did technically vibe code a little something for stream. I added a little schedule command that went with that works with Nightbot so that because everyone gets confused on time zones. So I did that. And then I've been working on a little blog post management thing for myself as a little personal project. No vibes. And that's been good, except I'm now at the point where I'm like experiencing all of the foot guns that previous me has set out for myself. So I'm at that point where I'm like, it's forced refactor.
If you like experiencing foot guns, you should really try vibe coding.
Literally.
Tell me more, Trash.
I don't know. I'm a Swift expert at this point, so.
At least you have a Claude skill that says you are. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I haven't even looked at the code yet.
So,
no
Bash,
idea.
You don't do much vibing at all then? You're still all, trad coding?
Well, I think it's kind of like, I think I would do it more, but I feel like right now, I feel like my main goal is actually that like friction, you know? My main goal is like learning right now and like, I want to just, I'm happy. I enjoy the struggle. Yeah, I think that if it was something where I like just want the results, then that's like I'd be happy to do it a la vibe. But yeah, with this project, I'm just like, nah, I wanna feel it all.
Smart.
I'll tell you what though, I'm in Prime's old code base at work. AI cannot help me in that code base. Insane.
Yeah, that's a one
of one.
Absolutely insane.
Did you figure out how focus works? No, you didn't.
I don't know. I don't know anything. I don't know anything about anything. It's insane.
Okay, for those that don't understand, Gibbon, which is what he's dealing with, NRDP, Netflix Ready Device Platform.
Is that what that means? Never knew that.
Okay,
it's your team, bro.
Anyways, just been there for many years. You've been there since the great crash, which you caused, and you still haven't. You didn't even know this. Okay, so NRDP is like a browser. It is almost up to date with all browser standards, but there's also things that browsers do that you just don't realize, such as focus. Have you ever thought about the fact that when you hover your mouse over something, like there's focus. When you click on a box, there's focus. If you try to move around, there's no focus. Oh, it's focused. So there's this, if you look through there, I think they used to use Perkowski distances. I don't know if it's changed, but they do like programmatic calculation of focuses and all that kind of stuff. And so if you can figure out how focus works, and here's the best part, is since everyone got React-pilled, focus works through React. So props, there's like selected and all this. It is beautiful. It is like everything's a higher order component. How great is the higher order component, Trash? On a scale of 1 to 10, how much fun are you having?
Zero. I'm trying to have like AI help me like dissect the code base. I'm like, what does this do? And I don't care. I don't even know if it's telling the truth or not, to be honest, but I'm believing it. So we'll find out. Ask me again in 6 months.
Okay. All right. We'll put it on the calendar. You know what? What I put on the calendar that's just about to come up that I know.
Did you use OpenClaw to put it on the calendar? OpenClaw,
no,
remind me in 6 months.
OpenClaw, remind me in 6 months. is about the Apple iPhone strap thing. I know Casey's going to make fun of me so much next week for saying that I thought Apple people were going to buy it, and I've never seen one in public. It's coming next week.
Coming as in it's dropping, or you bought one and it's coming?
No. I'm saying the 6 month reminder that I told Casey you will see one public by now, and he said definitely not. And
it's been 6 months.
I think so. Yeah. Sorry, Trash.
That was like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. Sorry to break that to you. Prime, I want to hear more about the stories that you had.
Which stories?
The ones at the beginning. I thought we were going to talk about them.
Oh yeah, we can talk about the stories. All right, for those, that's totally cool. I think this is this is obviously probably the most hilarious of them all. Do you want to hear about this?
Is this internet dying?
I
did
a video on it, so that's why I wasn't sure if you actually wanted to hear about
this. But
this
is,
I just moved my chat. There we go. Oh, yeah, we're back into place. This one right here that you can see obviously on the screen because it's very clear and it's definitely the proper size and everything, and you're not having problems seeing it. That is a text message back and forth. So this is a head of safety and AI alignment at Meta. So this person should be knowing a lot about how AI works. How's that?
OpenClaw Zoom. OpenClaw Enhance. OpenClaw. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, my God. Wait, so why do people trust this with all of their data?
Great question, Bash. Great question.
So this is the most confusing part about the whole thing is that so many people are launching into this so fast. To kind of put it into perspective, Linux has 218,000 stars. OpenClaw has like 221,000 stars last time I checked.
That's insane.
So that's it came out in November or October. So it's like a straight up curve. They are immediately like everybody's jumping onto this idea of a personal assistant. And I think I understand why it'd be convenient. If I just had somebody that's like, yo, find me flowers and make sure they come on this date. And I could just like say that and then it just goes off and does things. Like I see the appeal of having something I can just tell to do a bunch of stuff to.
Yeah.
But also if you just read the text in here, which is it says, no, do not do that. No, stop. Stop. Like just over and over
again.
Prime,
give a little more context. People do not know the story.
Okay. The story is very, very simple. The head of alignment and safety at Netflix decides to give OpenClaw a whirl.
No.
Sorry, at Meta. Gives OpenClaw a whirl. Hooks it up to her email. And then I assume the thing that happened before this was, please clean out my inbox for all, like a bunch of old junk mail or something like that. And it decides that effectively 24 hours and older is bad emails. And just starts deleting everything that's 24 hours and older and just keeps on going as fast as possible until she can get to her computer and control C it because she didn't know how to stop it from her phone.
Yeah, I love exec. Nuclear option.
Nuclear option sends me.
Do not do that.
it's like when you have a dog and your dog is like eating something, you're like, no, stop, don't eat the trash.
Stop.
This is like a dog
you're trying to catch up to the dog to stop it, but you can't.
Yeah.
You're trying to grab the chicken bone out of its mouth while it's
like, they're pooping on the carpet. Don't poop on the floor. No.
For me,
nuclear option.
Trash, that is so funny. For me, it's when the dog starts making the throw up sound. You're laying in bed and you're running out of bed. The blanket's on you. Dude. And you're like, no, don't do it. It's just like on the carpet. My dog always runs for the carpet as opposed to running for like the hardwoods because, you know, it's like grass. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think she's like trying to be helpful or something. I'm not really sure what's going on, but
she's spiting you.
It's just like
my cat did that, but my cat would jump off the bed and go underneath the bed to where I can't grab him. and I'm just like I'm like trying to reach like underneath the bed. I'm like, no. And my cat's just like I'm just like, no. And then after like a minute, I'm like, fucking fantastic. Guess I'm cleaning that up at 4 a.m. Hate it.
So PTSD from that. That people are giving all of their email.
Yeah, you know what? I don't even want to try OpenClaw anymore.
It might puke on the rug.
There is one I forgot to put this one in, which I am a little bit surprised. I can't tell if this is actually real or not real. Like at this point in life, I can't tell when things are actually just we're faking stuff. I forgot I had my transitions on.
Transitioned on us, bro.
Transitioned, dude.
In case we forgot his name.
You're the private jet? Okay.
Holy shit, that's the private jet.
Yeah, welcome, guys. So I know that is from programmer humor, but this is the state of affairs we're currently in with OpenClaw, which this one's kernel mode. They're jokingly, or this is actually dead serious. I never actually went and figured it out, which is that it can just apparently operate as sudo. You just give it sudo privileges at all times, and it just can go in and out of any privileged access that it needs. I know this is generally a joke, but people would use this immediately.
Yeah.
And go and be like, oh, yeah, we should just give it, always have it have as much access as possible. So if it just needs to delete root, it can just delete root or read anything from anywhere. Like, we should just let it have that. Like, that is going to be the final state of this all. Even though I don't think this, I mean, I don't believe that's real at all. I can't imagine someone can even build it right now. I don't even know if it's possible to build.
It will be.
Are people, like, self-hosting the model?
No.
Yeah.
Not usually.
Mac Minis, right? I thought everyone's buying Mac Minis.
No, you guys are so. All right, let's break out the whiteboard.
someone in chat is also confused about the Mac Minis. Where do they fall into this?
So you buy one of these. Okay, you buy one of these.
Oh, you got one. Okay.
Of course, I got club local host later, so he has to have his club bot ready.
This is the key card that I use to get into club local host. Okay, you can't just show up and say, "Oh, I'm running it in the cloud." No. You have to have one of these. What do you buy this for? It's so that it can do iMessage. That's the only reason people are buying this. They are paying on their Claude Pro Max $200 a month to then run this separately. Okay? They're not going to... This is just
a
box.
True?
Yes.
Aren't they using WhatsApp?
What model do you think they have that they can run locally fast enough to go do everything in their life and go
fair.
Do modal things and everything?
Very fair.
$600.
There's no fucking way.
One trillion percent. They are not hosting their models locally on this.
So let me get this straight. People are buying thousands of dollars worth of computer to get access to iMessage?
Yes. And the other reason to use this, all the websites check to see if it's coming from a stupid Safari browser on Mac and say, oh, it's probably not a bot because no one's stupid enough to buy hardware to run their bot farms on a Mac. So you get captured less and other things less. That's the other reason that people are doing that. Yeah. I'm 1,000,000,000% serious. They are not running local models. You cannot run a serious model on just one of these.
Yeah, but you could probably want to run a 1.5-bit quantized Kimi K on there.
Quick question, Prime. It's already stupid to hook up your whole life to an AI model. You want to give it to a one that's an imbecile. Is that your contention?
Okay, fair point.
Okay. Oh, well, I want to put it on the slowest, dumbest version of the personal assistant possible. Come on.
Wait, so what model? Are people using different models with Claude?
OpenAI basically bought, they hired the guy. You can use any model you want. You just put in a different key and it will just say, oh, I want 5.3 Codex to run it, or I want 4.6 Opus, or I want whatever. But they're definitely not local hosting the model.
Okay, I thought, because there are some people that have like the series of Mac Minis all hooked together. I think those ones are because they have 64 gigs of unified memory on them.
The same person who buys this, turns OpenClaw on, hooks it up to the internet, and says, please, anyone access my whole entire life.
That's insane. Oh my god, the privacy's dead.
There's not only, they are shipping their entire life up to the model, to the cloud provider.
Yeah.
It's like every single thing, every email that you have, every single question you have, everything. Not even just like, oh, what I happen to type in ChatGPT. They're like, have my whole life, put it in there. Yes, it is 1,000,000,000% people are not running these locally.
And the FBI is like, finally.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. NSA has never been happier ever. They're like, oh, there's that many people
crazy.
With OpenClaw. Okay, cool.
Yeah. With completely open claws, they just go troll around on the internet. They can find them. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that is kind of like the part one of the insanity that's happening in the Silicon Valley. I figured it's a good time to kind of move on to part two.
Yeah.
Which part two, this one's going to have many points, but I think the one that we just need to really just focus in on is this right here.
Oh, so this is my favorite one.
For those that have not seen this.
I've never seen this.
You'll notice that if you look right next to the guy in the center in the white, I forgot his name. He's the Prime Minister of India, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Can you enhance this?
No. This is not going to get enhanced. I'm playing this off of Windows Media Player.
We see that, but I'm wondering why don't
I can
you just
tell.
Press full screen,
I was
going
to say something.
If I press full screen, it freezes Riverside.
Oh, okay, well, then don't do that. Don't do that.
You may have forgot how crazy
I'm 90% done with vibe coding a Riverside replacement. So.
You know what? Yeah.
That, by the way, TJ,
actually,
that's every single app ever created is, dude, bro, I'm 90% done.
Bro, oh, yeah, well, check me out next week.
Don't need it anymore.
Check me out next week. Okay. We'll be on ours.
All right, let's do it.
I think ClaudeBot can make this less janky.
Open Claw. Oh, quick, sorry. Wait, one sec. Be a Riverside clone right now.
All right, here we go. So let's play this. So first, Bash, from our perspective, the guy on the right to the Prime Minister of India is Sam Altman. The person to his right, or to our right, is a CEO of Anthropic, Dario.
This is at a big AI summit in India.
Yes. Yeah. So you can see behind it, it's Impact Summit. So this is like the biggest thing. And so for whatever reason, the Prime Minister has decided that everybody needs to hold hands.
At the end, to show that they're
like that, and look at Sam. Look at Sam. Put his hand away. Pull it away. And then look at them. There's only two people in there that are not holding hands with the person next to them, and it's Sam and Dario. Their hands are spread apart, right at the top, right there.
This is what I'm wondering. If you go back like a couple frames, he looks behind Dario to like the guy next to him. Like, did you want to hold the other guy's hand instead? Because he knew that Dario's standing next to him, but he still looks behind.
Look at Sam. Like Sam is looking. Watch Sam.
He's looking for someone else. See that? Like, who's he? Look, he's looking behind him.
Look at his face.
He's looking around.
That's my expression. When I smell.
He's like, "Yo, someone else trying to hold hands? Like, where is he looking?"
That's actually such a good point. Did he think he was going to just go around Dario and Dario just be by himself?
He's looking off stage.
I honestly think that was going through his head. He's like, "I got to hold someone's hand, and it ain't his, so maybe it's the other dude."
Because look at this. Oh, he starts with his hand down. Look at him. He's looking. He is certainly contemplating Dario. I wish this was
pulled back just a little bit further and we could see Dario's expression at the same time. Is Dario recoiling even more? You know, is Dario? Is Sam like, oh, maybe we will, maybe we won't? And then Dario's like, oh, my goodness. I wish I could see.
Maybe Sam was like looking, like, look at that. Maybe he was getting ready to.
Yeah, they're both looking down at the hands. They both see.
They both see that they're the ones not holding hands, though. That's for sure. That's for sure.
This makes me cringe so hard. Oh, my God.
Oh, it makes... I love it.
Maybe... Okay, hold on. So now I'm going to have to say that Sam is vindicated and that Dario. Because here's why. Because look at them. They were both looking at the hands, right? Yeah. And then Sam looks like he's like okay, and he like leans it up and he goes and then he looks for like help, like, hey, am I supposed to hold your hand?
Yeah,
like maybe that's what's going on there. He's just like
look at the Prime Minister. He's like, Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
I like
looks like you're, it's like your dad watching like your brother's fight or something. He's like, oh my God, can't
do you think the Prime Minister was a theater kid? Because this is kind of giving theater kid energy.
It is big time theater kid energy. Great.
Oh, at the end of the show, you all hold hands, you raise your hands up, and you bow together.
And then they got to say, up to the crew, down to the pit. Thanks, everyone, for coming. Exactly.
Yeah. It's the same energy.
I don't know if India has the same play cultural mechanics that we do. So this may just simply
they're pretty timeless.
We are all – no, I don't know if it's timeless. We're all going to we're all trying to shape the future together. Everyone hold hands in unison is how I read that, not as a theater kid ends a show.
I like Bash's interpretation better.
Yeah.
And then they're the two kids that were in the crew that were mad at each other because they both didn't get head crew member because they don't play nice with others. And they're like, I deserve that spot. I should have been manning the spotlights.
Wait, what was the song with Michael Jackson where they all hold hands? Like, it's like Heal the World or something?
Beat It.
Or We Are the World?
No, it's not Beat It. I know what it is. It's Black or White. It's Black or White.
No, it's like a song where everyone has a part in it and they all sing like their own section.
Ebony and Ivory.
Was it like
Heal the World? Isn't it like something in the world? Heal the World? Something in chat knows. It's like, we are
Hey Jude.
Children.
We're not allowed to like Michael Jackson.
Oh, We Are the World. I was right. Someone just said We Are the World. This is like the modern day We Are the World, but for AI.
And then they didn't hold hands.
And then no one.
Oh, you don't want to like solve starvation? Okay.
Ryan, can you play it out in real time too to get a feel for how long they're standing there at the end? Because it's a long time where they're both just going like this.
Yes, hold on. Let me get it back.
I love that at the end.
Yeah, they start touching forearms. So weird.
Yeah, they are. That's honestly
they're literally just rubbing forearms together, dude.
Don't you think, Trash?
So there you go. We're multiple seconds in at this point. Oh, but I do like this right here. Hold on. I'm going to slow it down. Dario still has not done it. Sam's cheering by himself, but Dario still has his hand down.
There you go.
Oh, and they just hit shoulders, and then they stand here at least for another 5 seconds for photos, and then my video cuts off, but they continue to stand there for photos.
Yeah. I love that.
Okay, I will say Dario has his hand aggressively down.
That's kind of what I was saying. It kind of looked like, number one, they're probably surprised because I'm sure their PR teams would have told them you guys have to hold hands or not stand next to each other. Like, if you can't play nice, don't play at all situation here. But so they're surprised. It looks to me like Sam is trying to figure out how to hold Dario's hand, and Dario's like, I'll sue you. I will say that you were trying to distill our models, okay? You were trying to osmosis steal my energy, you demon.
It is. Yeah, Dario was working for OpenAI at one point. He left over safety concerns, and now he runs Anthropic. Which is kind of surprising.
Just get rid of their safety stuff? Didn't they just, like, water down their safety policies?
Yes, which is very, very funny because OpenAI watered down their safety stuff not too long ago, and now Anthropic just got done watering down theirs.
All right, you know what? I didn't know that lore. Bye-bye. I'm Team Dario.
What?
Your team, wait, Dario?
Wait, how did that flip Dario?
Oh,
like nobody likes Sam. Everybody hates Dario. There's a big difference.
Oh, is he worse?
Oh,
well.
Oh, sorry guys. I'm under a rock. Okay, this is the first time I've ever heard of Dario. I don't know who he is.
I'm team Open Code. There we go. That's what I got.
They're actually, believe it or not, not competitors.
I'm just saying. I'm just talking about AI people with AI monies right now. Okay.
Okay. Got it.
Right, I'm going to come over a model. I'm calling it. Prediction.
DJ, are you going to explain to Bash the things? Because you look like you were getting ready to explain.
Oh, sure. Well, sort of. I mean, we've talked about this a few times, so sorry, chat and or audience, if you're bored of us saying this. But in general, I always get the vibes from Anthropic that they really want to be my dad. Like, I already have a dad who actually loves me and wants the best for me. I don't need Dario thinking that he knows what's best for me. So I'm not a fan of them because it always feels like, as soon as they get one step ahead, they'll pull the ladder up as fast as they possibly can, lock everyone else out, and make sure that they're the only people allowed to make AI because they know best.
Oh, true. They did that.
And I don't – that's – I'm not – in. If we're going to have AI, I would rather have, like, competing models or, like, open models or some other stuff where they're trying to serve me the best that they can to get all my money as opposed to thinking that they're my dad. I don't like that very much.
Mm,
yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah. And every interview I see with – Dario, he just gives me that feel of like, well, I know better than, well, it's more like, well, I know better than everyone.
I feel like I've kind of concluded I don't want to be in a room with any of these AI CEOs.
That's probably the best smart take, Bash. Yeah, yep. That's smart.
So I don't watch any of their interviews or follow any of their stuff on Twitter. I like mute it, you know. I'm like, I don't.
Good.
I got Punch the Monkey on my timeline. I'm living peacefully.
Yeah, me too. Punch the Monkey, baby. Let's go. poor little guy.
Dude, he was getting hugged now. Now he has best friends. By the way, someone just said Anthropic Bros are what Clavicular would have been.
You totally
if he went
got
to Harvard. Clavicular.
You're so close.
You're still not there, believe it or not.
Keep trying.
Anthropic Bro is what Luke's Maxing Bro would have been if he would have went to Harvard.
Bro,
very, very funny.
Josh, put me in a Sigma Chad face and do an edit, quick.
All right. Also, by the way, did you know, I don't know if you guys know this, but this also feels like a Silicon Valley episode. Does anyone remember the son of Antoine from Silicon Valley? I did not get the video, so I'm very sorry, because I thought I'd get DMCA'd, so I just have to describe it as opposed to playing it on the show. But son of Antoine is the AI machine that Guilfoyle creates. And Guilfoyle, in one of the later episodes, tells it to clean up the code base and ensure that there's no bugs. So it deletes all the code from the repo, because that, of course, would be the safest way to have no bugs, is no code at all. And then right afterwards, it orders 4,000 pounds of hamburger, because it wanted to find so a good cheap way to have lunch for everybody.
That's so good.
Ahead of its time.
It's ahead of its time. Like, this is where we're like in real time watching OpenClaw happen.
Yeah.
But it was actually Son of Antoine this whole time.
Unbelievable prediction, Guilfoyle, honestly. Guilfoyle,
best character.
It is
honestly a kind of goated move. I would do that.
Yeah.
Sounds like the move.
Yeah, delete the code base. It's
delete
good.
The code base.
It's good.
And order meat. I'm stoked on the hamburgers, man. 4,000 pounds of meat. Let's go.
Yeah. It's a good day.
Community BBQ. We can hold hands.
Hey, guys, if you like this episode, you can watch the rest of it on Spotify. And don't forget to like and subscribe. Woo! See you later.
Boot up the day. Vibe coding. Errors on my screen. Terminal coffee in hand.